Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, and Ger Gilroy from Off The Ball, picking winners and sinners for this week only. Hiatus next week.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be in the US of A, but before that, on Monday and Tuesday in Toronto. How do I say it?
They say Toronto. There's no T's in the middle of words in North America.
Toronto. Oh, yeah.
Toronto. Toronto is what I still say.
Places like that in Ireland as well.
I was going to say.
Water.
Yeah.
You're going to have fun, though. Everyone is very polite. It's very, or I mean, you lived in Canada.
Yeah, in Vancouver, yeah. Vancouver's cooler than Toronto, though, isn't it?
We're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, but it is, isn't it? Go on,
I mean,
you can say it.
Well, no, Toronto...
You're not from Toronto.
That's where I went to university. Toronto's punk. So, like, Queen Street is where all the kind of divey bars are and where all the punk bands that, you know, passed through went to. It's grittier, definitely.
Gritty. The seedy underbelly
as
of Canada.
I was going to say, the punk scene in Toronto sounds
very
like,
polite,
you know,
yeah.
Like, oh, hello.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I disagree with you profoundly.
It's huge, though. Like, it is... This sounds crazy because I went to university there, but every time I go back, I'm like, oh my God, so many big buildings and so many people. Like, I forget.
Yeah.
6 million.
What should we do in Toronto? Toronto.
I think you should go to Spadina in college and Chinatown, which is the biggest one in North America, one of the biggest ones in North America, and go down kind of Queen Street where all the old shops are. And then I'm going to tell your producer, Claire, there's the best Italian restaurant on College Street. And it's all like within walking.
Mm. What Canadian cuisine should we try?
Poutine.
What is poutine?
It's a heart attack on a plate, but it's delicious. It's chips, gravy, and curd.
Cheese curd.
Jer, not the cheese fat, the fat that floats to the top when you're making cheese and putting it on the chips. And it melts, and it's delicious.
Yeah, sure. I know, yeah. They used to have it in Vancouver. I think I had it like once.
I love it.
Oh, really?
It's so good. I get the veggie one.
Gravy.
But you can do, there's a restaurant in Montreal, there's like 100 different poutine plates you can choose from. So you can put like peppers, mushrooms, meat, whatever you want on it.
All right. Poutine, we should have to try.
Fries, basically.
The wee poutine is in Belfast. Oh, you should have hit that up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ger, who's your winner of the week?
The Titanic experience. Took the family to Belfast for it because the kids watched the movie.
You went abroad.
I refused to.
Brave of you.
No, we did not go abroad. Have you been to the Titanic experience?
I have a really embarrassing story when I knew you were going to talk about this. I won't hijack your winner. But I met a friend, a childhood friend there, and we hadn't seen each other in like 7 years. And our two daughters went around and took the whole experience in. And the two of us left after like an hour and a half and they were going, oh my God, we didn't look at a single thing because we were catching up for seven years. Of chat, so but it is impressive.
So you've been there, but you haven't somehow you've managed to go and do the Titanic experience, but not actually see anything in the Titanic experience. Okay,
but what I saw was nice.
it is genuinely amazing. Like I still haven't seen the film. I was doing something else when the kids were watching it.
Yeah,
but they were absolutely riveted by it. But like under duress, one of them didn't want to watch it at all.
Sorry, what do you mean the film?
The movie, the Titanic.
So that's our thing. Neither of us have seen it. You know that.
Neither of you have seen the
No.
We
James Cameron movie.
We did this on this show.
We did it on the show. You were here.
Really? Was it today?
It's not memorable.
If it wasn't today, I don't remember it.
The kids watched it recently. And as a result, it was the last Friday of the kids, or the last Saturday of the kids' holidays. So we went up on Saturday, which was last Saturday, very recently. And I don't know, like, it's a lot of people died. Kind of horrific, horrible deaths.
Yeah. And you knew that, though. You didn't need to see the movie to know that.
No, but
really,
it's very difficult to have, like, a, yay, come and spend 220 quid sterling to get the tour and the stuff. It was expensive.
It is expensive.
And in fairness, they did that really well. They actually, they kind of, there's bits of it that are, look at this cool building, this feat of ingenuity and hard work and Protestant work ethic.
Yeah, the best.
From East Belfast. The loyal workers is the first one of the first signs you see. I'm like, well, it's not that subtle, lads.
It's pretty well done, though.
It's sensationally well done. But then they do manage to bring you the stories of, like, the richest person on the ship didn't get on a lifeboat. And then a 2 or 3 month old baby, they found their remains and eventually identified it, like, when the DNA testing came in. So it was... They capture that bit where it's actually very haunting at parts.
Yeah.
And they immerse you in the whole experience of what it was like. And there's a cable car inside the giant building that you
I remember that.
That like brings you into the smelting part of it. And it's just like, it is a phenomenal feat of engineering. The actual ship itself is really thin. The metal in the ship is really thin. You're kind of, these things you don't think about, right?
No.
Yeah.
And then they've traced out the whole scale of the ship outside. So the weather was good. You get to actually walk the length of the ship. And it's massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive.
I'm sorry, why is the skin of the ship so thin? Is that just standard in shipbuilding?
Good question. Why? I mean, it's made of sheet metal, so it's really heavy.
Yeah.
I suppose if it's thicker, it's harder to float.
Yeah.
And you've got these seven giant engines that are...
Yeah. And they had the bedroom. I thought that was cool. Like, you could actually see. So I do remember some of it. You could see where people were sleeping and, like, per ticket price, basically.
Yeah.
So the
first
human
class
interest
was very nice. Yeah.
Does it lean into the movie?
At the very end, they have the thing where I've forgotten their names.
Jack and Rose.
So where Jack and Rose do the scene, you can reenact the scene at the very end of the tour.
On the chest of drawers thing, the big wooden, the kind of the wardrobe or whatever she's on.
No, before, when they're on the ship before they die.
Oh,
not the whole
right,
of the ship
okay.
where they're in the music video, Your Heart Will Go On.
Oh, sorry. I thought, like, at the end, you know, where she just doesn't let
him
on.
You know that scene?
No.
If you do know that scene, this is where my brain goes. There's a lot of the scooter riders that double up, right? Around the city. I think of that scene every time I see two lads.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know where you were going.
It's like the song plays in my head and they, like, whiz on by. It's like, oh, they're having a Jack and Rose moment.
Brilliant. That's great. So you'd recommend it?
100%. Yeah.
Absolutely. Did you do anything else up there?
Yeah, we went for lunch. And honestly, the other reason for the journey was because my aunt passed away recently, and she was a 2-time All-Ireland medal winner, and I was picking up her medals.
Oh wow.
She won Camogie medals in the 50s and 60s. And that was
Brantrum.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
amazing.
Fair play though, trip abroad with the kids.
Oh, shots fired.
That was big.
Yeah, the tour guide did make sure to teach us a bit of Scots Gaelic at the end, just so that we were.
Oh,
aware,
really?
You know,
no cúpla focal las Gaelga, no.
Gormagos, we said.
Ah, good on you. Yeah, curry my yogurt. Isn't that what your man dismissed it as? Anyway, we won't get into all of that. Who's your winner of the week, Alison?
Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm okay in saying that. I did do a little back deep dive to make sure there wasn't too much there. Anyway, but the reason why is one of his seven children has come out as a trans woman. And his quote was just so brilliant. He's like, I loved and supported Aaron as my son. I will love and support Aaron, spelt in a really lovely way now, A-I-R-Y-N, as my daughter. I don't know what the big deal is. So that's why he's my
How does Aaron spell her name?
A-I-R-Y-N. I like that.
Yeah.
So
very close to the spelling of Aryan, isn't it? Anyway,
she's
going 29 on there, you know,
and stunning.
Trans people can be malignant racists as well.
They can be, yep.
I'm not suggesting that about Aryan.
No, she's 29, stunning, beautiful. Well, her mother was a model as well. So yeah, so I just thought it was really simple. He's like, what's the big deal? Now, I mean, that's distilling it quite a bit. And obviously there are other elements there, but I just thought, go Robert. He's like, what is he, 79, 80 now?
Doesn't he, is it him or Al Pacino who has a baby? Al Pacino has a baby.
De Niro
does he have a baby as
well?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They both
wow.
Probably.
Yeah, it was a...
Gia? I don't know. Anyway, he has seven kids, but yeah, he's just like, I love all my children. I'm going to continue to support them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. If all Robert right. can do it.
Robert De Niro, a worthy winner of the week along with the Titanic experience. Alison, what's on the show this weekend?
Jackie Hurley is going to be on, and we're going to talk about sports camps, like, you know, football ones, but just keeping girls in sport.
Oh, yes.
Selfishly, I'm thinking of that now that Joan is 14 on Sunday to try and just, that's that age that there's such a big drop off. So we're talking all about that.
What is your, because we talked about that on the show this week, what is your perception as to why there's that big drop off?
I think, like, it's all, like, Jerry, you've thought about this a lot too. It's like, it's that whole thing where it's like, they didn't see anybody for so many years as like someone to aspire to. And like club level, you know, or team sports is something that everybody does, like gymnastics, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But once you get to a certain age, I feel like they're like, well, that's, we didn't see anyone go beyond that. So is that not, it's like, I think that has a lot of that see it to believe it. And now that obviously the women's football team is so much more in the spotlight, I think people are now going, oh, well, wait, I'll stay in it.
Yeah.
I hope she does. Like, so many close friends and friends that aren't in schools. I think all of that is just so important, and confidence and everything. So, I mean, everyone becomes quite self-conscious, and girls in particular do. And I think that might be an element as well.
It's funny because when we were talking about it during the week as well, I told this anecdote. So we say on a Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, I go from Camogie to Hurland, similar ages, under eights and under tens. There's maybe 30-ish plus in both groups. But most of those lads will keep playing and will be involved. And lots of those girls won't. You know what I mean? On current trends, unless that changes.
Is it getting any better?
I don't know. I'd say, sorry, it's absolutely getting better. But I just gave the example. And these girls, they're all under eight. So they're not at the age where there is that consciousness or self-consciousness really yet. But still, I was like, we were doing some drill and the girl, she was kind of doing it wrong, and I was giving out, not really giving out, but you know, you're going to get hit in the head if you do that, you know what I mean? And you'll when you're old, I said something about when you're older, and she looked at me and said, I'm not going to play Camogie when I'm older.
But again, who's I know there are many, but who are the kind of ones that they're like, ooh, I'd like to be like her?
Well, in Kilkenny, they have a lot of All-Ireland champions, so like that, role modeling should be happening.
Have to get through to what they're looking
at.
Like they have to have their cool social media channels, basically.
Yeah. But you would hope it's going to study. Like, I'm not saying you stand back and do nothing, but you would think it is trending maybe in a better direction.
Yeah.
You would hope
so. I think so. Yeah.
Like, as I remember when our group started, I remember when a friend of mine whose kids are older, and they're not that much older, really. They're maybe kind of 10 years older.
Yeah.
He says, oh, take a photo of that group you have, because we have a photo on the fridge of one of his daughter's first training sessions, and there were six girls at it. And we had 30 something.
Wow, okay.
You know what I mean? And that's only in a 10-year window.
Yeah.
I think it's the opposite of not doing anything. You actually have to bias spend in favor of keeping girls in sport, because unless you train coaches, unless you pay for professional help to train, particularly female mentors to get involved, like that.
We're nearly all men.
Well, actually,
on the teams.
The husband went to something specifically for that on Tuesday, and he said it was amazing. It was a talk about keep training girls, basically.
Yeah. But see, because we're nearly all the mentors are men.
Yeah.
And our team club.
And it's because we were the.
Yeah.
It's a consequence of the same thing we're talking about. It's because lots of the girls, our peers, stopped playing.
Yeah.
So now they have kids, and they're like, well, I didn't play Camogie after 13 or 14, so I'm not.
Is coaching basically an opportunity just to scream at people? I mean, I should get into this.
Sorry, no, it's totally, like, that's the thing. There's a bit, it's actually quite simple what you're doing with them when they're very young.
Yeah.
And anyone could do it. But it's
complex,
about, you really have to actively reach out and get people involved. Because if you don't, what happens is, it is just the men who all played into their 30s.
Definitely.
Who just gravitate towards it.
And who all grew up being coached by men. And so therefore have a very specific way of doing it. And actually,
which is why I was giving out to her.
There's probably
Put your hands together, will you, Robin, for God's sake.
It's probably a slightly different
way of doing
it.
It is interesting though, but you do hope it's changing.
Yeah. Anyway, that isn't a winner or a sinner. No, that's what's on your show this weekend.
Yes.
God, that was so mad.
Thanks for the platform.
What is your sinner of the week?
So my sinner of the week is Irish people who just don't love Ireland enough. We are very unpatriotic. This is, I should very, very quickly, Airbnb, great bunch of lads, right? They have released a survey which says that more Irish people have been to Asia than have been to lovely Leitrim.
I love Leitrim.
I've never been.
I do love
and
it.
And I've been to Asia.
I've
never
been to
Leitrim, yeah.
It's so green and pretty.
Yeah, Asia, I know.
No,
Leitrim, like what's in? I couldn't even tell you.
Well, Carrick and Shannon's in Leitrim, isn't it?
Yes.
Sorry, I've been to Leitrim on a stag.
There you go. And that's the thing. loads of people will be, I've never been there. And then you go, well, did you know Carrick? You know, so look, but it's not just stags.
I thought Carrick and Shannon was in Westmeath.
No.
No, again, your grip of geography, like one county over, not great there, Kieran.
Oh, isn't it? It's not on the border between two counties, maybe.
I mean, it's very close to Donegal. It's on the road to Donegal.
Carrick and Shannon's not close to Donegal.
You stop off on the way.
Yeah, it's not close.
You go up the Sligo way.
Come on.
Anyway, Irish
people aren't holidaying at
No, no. And look, I think you've been talking about it on the show. I think the response is it's too expensive and I'm not guaranteed the weather. But like, can we not just get better clothes? Do you not like put on some...
Yeah, the weather though, it is a big part of it.
That is a massive part. And that's why I think certain places that are like huge theme parks slash, you know, places to stay struggle because people are like, we could spend $2,000 to stay in a log cabin in Longford, or we could go to Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there's a lot to be said for Barcelona and the weather and Lisbon. But I suspect in future we will spend a lot more time holidaying in Ireland. Mm. And the standard of stuff you're getting
in
Ireland.
So enjoy your time in Asia now while you can. It's what we're saying.
I'm all about holiday. No, I would holiday here. I have holidayed here a lot, actually.
Some of your best friends are holidays here.
Yeah. I agree. I like spending my time, my downtime in Ireland.
Mm. We, summer holiday. No, we went to the UK to the north. No, we went to the actual UK last year, but it was miserable weather.
Yeah.
Well, and like, you know, and sorry, I know, right, we went abroad, but, you know, similar kind of climate. Mm. And it was a big part in us deciding to go back to France this year.
Oh, totally.
No offense to my sister-in-law, Aisling, who's listening. We had a lovely time. But the weather was crap.
Well, she can't control that.
Yeah, no. And
although we blamed her.
Yeah, we went to, always blame the Brits.
We went to the Netherlands and it was the same. Like, there was three or four good days out of 2 weeks and you're like, never again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great for a weekend. Those bad... The possibility of bad weather is fine for a weekend, but you can't go for a week.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So keep flying to Asia until we sufficiently heat up the climate that you can be guaranteed better weather in Leitrim.
That's
what we've all agreed, consensus. Right, Alison, who's your sinner of the week?
So I don't know how to make this one word, you can't. There's a trend online where younger people are saying, my mom / dad trying to tell me they were a heartbreaker back in the day. And then they flash back to all these photographs where inevitably the person is striking and good looking. But it's just, I think they're better looking now, like that they're older, but it's just so offensive. It's just so mean.
Who are they
just,
like, offending? All these people, they're offending the way their parents look now.
Like, can you believe this?
Can you believe this absolute mutt over here who is good looking?
Good looking. And then it's also kind of going, but you can't be good looking once you're over a certain age either, right?
So. 27.
And when Joan put that up online, like,
Well, it doesn't apply to me, but like all the people I've seen online, like the guy that just cropped up today, I was like, he's a hottie now and he was a hottie then. But it's just these people kind of going, well, oh, can you believe this old man or this old woman? They're probably still in their 50s.
Is it not
early
a bit
50s.
Weird that people are putting up with thirst traps of their parents? Is that not the bit of this that is like, I did think of that too.
Like, yeah, I did think of that too. So it's just my sinner. It's an awful online trend.
Yeah. Most online trends are.
Yeah.
Most
so I just had to pick one this week.
Did you see the caveman skincare trend online?
No.
Have you seen this? So we talked about it on the show yesterday. You don't wash your face for a certain amount of time. Like, and when I say don't wash, like nothing. If you're in the shower, you're not allowed to let water touch your face. So you just let, nothing
okay.
gets wiped off your face. And
you don't wear buy creams or use anything.
Sorry, since you shamed me, I actually do.
Yes, you do.
I have a moisturizer with SPF in it that I use because Alison shamed
me. Well, sorry, you've got
it. It's called Rockman. So it doesn't undermine my fragile sense of masculinity. It really is.
That's really good
it
marketing.
Really is. Yeah, I know.
It okay, was, so nothing like, on your face.
For me.
Nothing for how long?
Sorry, hang on a second. He cleanses, tones his moisturizers every night after he's on TV now because of the makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, well, people do that for me.
Actually, makeup.
I've got people who do that
Hold
for
on,
me.
Is that Rockman?
Yeah, I only put Rockman on my face.
Sorry, caveman, so you don't do anything?
You don't do anything. People are breaking out in like fungal infections on their face and everything. And
why are they doing this?
It doesn't work.
Because they're doing it because the idea is that it's like the caveman diet or the caveman this, that, or the other. This idea that kind of thousands and thousands of years ago, humanity had life hacked and then everything went wrong, which is not the case
not
at all.
Not true at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I see TB is on the increase again as well. So, you know.
Yeah, all of that sort of, yeah, exactly. The people whose life expectancy was about 30. I don't know why we're trying to emulate.
Really good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more like 20.
The grand old age of 30. Can you imagine? Alison Jurgo to stay with me. We'll be back after the break with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, Alison and Jer are both still with me for the last bit of the show. You noticed something else, actually, I understand, while in Mail version.
Yeah, so we went into Belfast City Centre and then went to a multi-story car park, and we were driving around 3 or 4 floors up, and my wife was like, have you noticed something? I was like, no. I was like, just looking for an empty space. None of the cars have like driven into the car parking spot. They've all reversed in.
Oh.
And they're like, oh no, hang on, here's one. And we drove past, and sure enough, Southern Reg. And the next one that had driven in, Southern Reg. It was like a little bit Stepford Wives. Everybody's very carefully under his eye. And either that or they're just good parkers. And we're the ones. Are we the baddies?
Are they like forward planning, going, it's easier to drive out than back out?
Well, obviously.
It's a Protestant.
Yeah. That's like...
It's a Protestant thing. Fastidious Protestants. I bet you it is.
It happens in Canada loads, and there's loads of
them. Yeah, fastidious Protestants. And they're the same type of Protestants. They're all Ulster Scots over there as well. Yeah.
So no one drives into parking spots.
A lot of people don't.
You know, it's like whatever way it's going to fit, and then sure, you're going to come out and it's going to be fine.
You don't. You don't drive ahead. I reverse into all parking spots.
I do reverse
into
parking spots.
Yeah, always, yeah. It's much easier to get the car straight, first of all. It's actually easier to do, and it's nicer to leave.
My favourite is when you go into a spot and someone in front of you leaves, and you're like, excellent.
You go straight through.
I have a lot of Protestant blood in me, though, so that's probably what
that is true.
You must have somewhere along the way, too.
None that I recognise.
I'm all Protestant. And when I first moved here, that was a question a lot of people asked me. I was like, why is everybody asking me?
Really?
Protestant? Yeah.
Really?
In 1999. Are you? You're not Catholic, though, are you? I was like, I'm nothing really. But why does this matter?
In 1999.
And do you notice a marked difference in how often it gets brought up now?
Nobody asks anymore.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have a policy in our club in the hurling club. You have to reverse into the spots,
right? Because
safety. It's meant to, it's easy when you're leaving that you're more likely to reverse out over a kid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bad luck for the club.
Yeah, exactly. It is a bad hitting luck.
A child on the pitch.
Oh, not another one.
Exactly, screaming at them.
Yeah, screaming at them. Yeah, exactly.
Just don't kill them.
Don't run over.
Yeah. Anyway, Alison, Kevin Hart is doing what?
Yeah, so he's at the Three Arena next week. And you know how you hear with big gigs, like concerts, anything, everyone's like, don't use your phone. And you're like, well, they say that, but it still happens. But apparently this is going to be super strict. He's got the tour name on these pouches. You walk in, you have to seal with security your phone. You can only go to... Have you been to a gig like this?
Yeah.
Tommy Tiernan did.
Chris Rock.
Oh, right.
At the Three Arena was the last one I was at that did it.
Yeah, and then there's a phone area that you can access, but like, and they'll kick you out if you find you. But it got me thinking about all the gigs I've been to. It's like, I'm not one of those, like, I would maybe once in a set bring it out and like take a little snap. But you never look back on the videos of it anyway.
I only do it to remind myself that I was at stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're flicking back, like, did I do anything in August? Did I do anything in July? Oh, I was at that gig.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I
But I wouldn't be recording loads because you're never going to go back and look at it. I mean, I wouldn't anyway. So, and plus you want to be, like, you do want to be there. The last time I did it was Mario was on stage at Three Arena, Mario Rosenstock, and he's my work husband, so I was capturing lots of the moments there for him. But, like, otherwise I wouldn't have had it out. Like, I generally don't put the phone out when I'm at a gig or something.
Was Chris Rock any good?
It's fine. It's fine. It's like one of those kind of...
Like Mario.
This is a thing. that was Kieran said that. I wasn't at it.
I noticed.
He was fine.
Yeah, so did he.
Like, it was one of those heritage stadium acts. I think the Three Arena is too big for comedy. Personally, I've been to see stuff there and you're like, what is that down there?
Yeah.
I remember we were at the very back for Bob Dylan when he was out. You couldn't tell, where is he? Is he the guy at the piano or is he the guy?
Yeah.
He spent half the gig looking at the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Sing over there.
He's very old. So I don't know. Maybe
he used to be hot.
Maybe Kevin Hart will be. He's got a lot of good pictures, in fairness. Yeah.
But I think it's like, I could see why, especially in a comedy gig or anything, like obviously theatre, it would be so distracting.
And they don't, well, they don't want the material shared and ripped off.
Yeah.
You stick his best joke up on Instagram, you get 5 million views. He doesn't get the same.
Apparently this is why they all now work the crowd at the start of a gig more than they used to. So now they all do it, and it's so that they can take a clip from the gig that's unique and put it up on Instagram. So wherever Kevin Hart, I don't know, does he do it? But say wherever Kevin Hart goes, he'll put up a video of a gag, but it's unique to there because he picks on Allison in the front row or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's and it doesn't involve any, that's apparently a thing now.
Would you keep the socials ticking over?
Yeah, keep the socials.
Oh, look, I'm gigging.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Anyway.
I think it's great, by the way. At the Masters, there's no phones and everybody was totally immersed. They were looking at scoreboards. Oh,
that was great. And the people cheering as the scoreboard
And it just added
changed.
To the excitement of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
All right. Jory Gilroy, Alison Curtis, enjoy the weekend.
You too.
I'll talk to you on the far side of
I've got to send my recommendations
big trip.
To you.
Yeah, full of, is it just poutine recommendations?
No, I'll give you more.
All right, okay. Listen, enjoy the weekend, everybody else. We will be with you on 4 o'clock from Toronto, Canada on Monday. Talk to you then.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.